We played Jurgles three or four times. I think it has to have been, maybe we usually play it in the fall.
Okay.
We have this kind of standing gig in Akron, and we always put it together with before or after Akron.
Oh, nice.
But I like the venue, too. I mean, it's kind of a, for a club, it's interesting because it's almost a proscenium stage, which I like.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of room. And like you said, everybody's got a good seat. It's the way it's set up is, you know, everybody, and then there's the mezzanine level where everybody can see from there. And I also, there's like a, you know, which is just, you know, particular to me, I like to do quick changes and I like to, you know, do someplace close, and there's a little closet right close to the stage on stage right, where I take over and to dump all the stuff out of it and make it my little quick change room, and so it's a fun venue to play. It's easy, and it's fun for me. And it's funny. I remember that one time we played there. It was in the fall. It was in football season. It had to be 3 or 4 years ago, and it was a Sunday because we played Akron on a Saturday, and it was a Sunday, and we got there at like 2 o'clock, and we went, okay, let's go, let's load our stuff in, and they went, what are you talking about? We're watching the Steelers. I guess there's a video screen at the back of the stage.
Yes.
And they went, no way. I said, well, can't we just set? No, you can't. No.
No.
You cannot get in front of the Pittsburgh Steelers on the screen. And so we had to sit there for like, you know, until the game was over. I mean, I don't know. I guess it was an afternoon game.
Right.
And so we had to sit there till about 5 o'clock till the Steelers pounded somebody. I guess we don't have to worry about that this time, do we?
Yeah, you're good to go this time. It's like a Friday night and, you know, it's football's done for us. So that, good stuff.
Yeah, you're done. But anyway, I'm a football fan, although I got, you know, I'm a Rams fan. I got nothing to root for either. But back to rock and roll.
Yeah, I mean, well, we can transition right out of that because you're a Rams fan, but you got started really in San Francisco because when you guys moved to San Francisco, if I read correctly. So how do you become a Rams fan when you were located in 49er territory?
I know. Well, I've been in LA for, you know, 25 years.
That's true.
So, the Niners, you know, are not great up until this year.
Right.
You know, they're, it's funny, a quick football story. When we used to, the 1981, the Niners played the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
Conference championship.
Is this the catch?
That was the first year. This is the catch.
Yes.
Did I tell you about this already?
No, but this...
The Tubes played at halftime at Candlestick Park.
Wow.
That game. We played on a big flatbed truck, and they drug it out to the middle of the stadium, and we played at halftime. It was the... 81 was the first year they went to the Super Bowl.
Right.
With Joe Montana. And so we played at halftime, and they were down at halftime. As I recall, they were down... Dallas was winning. I can't remember what the score was. But we all stayed for the game. We played, and the second half started. And when Dwight Clark made the catch, we were standing in the end zone as he was running toward us. We're all standing there watching with our mouths hanging open going, unbelievable. How could he? It looked like the ball was 5 feet over his head.
Right.
And he went up and caught it, and he ran right into the pack of two. If you look at the video.
Okay.
And the video is from the other end of it. It's like shooting across the end zone. So you're looking at his back.
Right.
Making the catch, running away from you. But he's running right towards us. And you can see in the video all of the Tubes standing there with our mouths hanging open going, oh, my God. He caught that, you know, touchdown. I'll never forget it.
I've seen that video millions of times. And
I'm in there. If you stop the video, I am there, standing there. I'm standing, I think, next to one of our crew guys. And Alan, his name is, and we're both standing there looking with our eyes open and, you know, gasping at, oh my God, he caught that ball, you know.